Estimate of the mass and radial profile of the Orphan-Chernabe stream's dwarf galaxy progenitor using Milky Way at home, by Eric J. Mendelson et al. We fit the mass and radial profile of the Orphan-Chernabe stream's OCS dwarf galaxy progenitor by using turn-off stars in the Sloan Digital Sky Survey SDSS and the Dark Energy Camera DEC to constrain N-body simulations of the OCS progenitor falling into the Milky Way on the 1.5 petaflops Milky Way at home distributed supercomputer. We infer the internal structure of the OCS's progenitor under the assumption that it was a spherically symmetric dwarf galaxy comprised of a stellar system embedded in an extended dark matter halo. We optimize the evolution time, the baryonic and dark matter scale radii, and the baryonic and dark matter masses of the progenitor using a differential evolution algorithm. The likelihood score for each set of parameters is determined by comparing the simulated tidal stream to the angular distribution of OCS stars observed in the sky. We fit the total mass of the OCS's progenitor to 2.0 plus or minus 0.3 times 10 to the power of 7 mSm with a mass to light ratio of gamma equals 73.5 plus or minus 10.6 and 1.1 plus or minus 0.2 times 10 to the power of 6 mSm within 300% of its center. Within the progenitor's half-light radius, we estimate total a mass of 4.0 plus or minus 1.0 times 10 to the power of 5 mSm. We also fit the current sky position of the progenitor's remnant to be alpha delta equals 166.0 plus or minus 0.9 carat minus 11.1 plus or minus 2.5 carat and show that it is gravitationally unbound at the present time. The measured progenitor mass is on the low end of previous measurements, and if confirmed lowers the mass range of ultrafaint dwarf galaxies. Our optimization assumes a fixed Milky Way potential, OCS orbit, and radial profile for the progenitor, ignoring the impact of the Large Magellanic Cloud. This was Estimate of the Mass and Radial Profile of the Orphan-Chernabe Stream's Dwarf Galaxy Progenitor Using Milky Way at Home, by Eric J. Mendelson et al.